Okay, we continue. We're on Simon Reish Samach Dalid. Sif Aleph, the title of this chapter is called Dine Hapsila Vashem, in the law of the wicks and the oil. What type of wicks and oil can you use? The main idea, the Gemara says, is you can't use wicks or oil that does not light properly. And the concern is that since they don't light properly, a person will come to adjust the flame or fix the flame on Shabbos. Okay? And to that extent, it doesn't matter what kind of candles are you lighting throughout the house, not just the candles that you're lighting to fulfill, that you make the bracha on at the dining room table, but even candles that are anywhere else in the house, as it's a primary source of illumination, even in other rooms. Okay, there's also certain types of oil that are prohibited for a different reason, because they have a very bad smell, and some are afraid that you'll leave that room and eat in a dark room to avoid the smell, and you won't have Onik Shabbos. Certain oils that are prohibited because their smell is very good, and we're afraid you may take a little bit and even put it on your face or body because it's like a very good, what do you call it, type of perfume or whatever. So you'll be taking off from the oil and that will be extinguishing it. So, or maybe, one second. Some of them, the nature of them, that these wicks or oil can create a fire. It's a dangerous thing, and then if you have a fire, you're going to try to put out the fire, which is also not allowed. So therefore, those are the general ideas that this siman will discuss. Aleph. Ein oisim psilo lenir shel Shabbos, bein nir shel shulchan, Ben kol ner shemadlik b'mayis midover shaha ur eino nechos bo. You may not use a wick or a flame on Shabbos, meaning to say the oil or whatever is going to be the thing that lights it, regardless if it's on the table that you're eating on or if it's any of the lights that are anywhere throughout the house. You can't do it from a flame that will not catch properly. Ela nisrach sviva vashalheves kofetzas. Rather, it just connects into it, and the light jumps around. Okay, kigon, for example, tzemer, wool, v'seyar, and hair, ukiyaitzibahem, or similar things like that. Ela bedover shor nitlabo, but rather something that the flame suspended from it, kagon pishta nefutza, like a beaten flax, ubeged sheish, or also type of flax, vitzemer geffen and cotton, vekanabos ukiyotzeba, cannabis, I guess.
Hemp.
What?
Hemp.
You need something that lights well. Says the Ramah, vim hidlik bitvarim hasurim, and if you light from a prohibited thing, anyway, then also lishtamishlar, you may not use anything to the light. You can't be there and benefit from the light. V'yeshom, some say, dim yesh ner echad midvarim mutarim. If long as you have one candle that's lit properly with proper substances, mutar lishtamishlar chem, then you may benefit even from the other lights as well. And similarly, if you're able to do an activity where you don't need the candle and stare anyway, the mutalasis of fil etzel neres hachem, then you can do it even next to the other candles that you should not be lighting with them. So you don't have to worry that you're going to try to fix the light because you have enough light anyway. Letzerich Shabbos, that you're doing for Shabbos. Yeshla Hakel, you can be lenient, bidiyeved, bidiyeved. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah explain what's going on over there. Aleph, midavar, you can't do it from something that it doesn't, the fire doesn't catch. Hatam bipsul psilos ushmanim. The reason why it's prohibited to use certain these types of wicks or oils, she'emirim yofa, that they don't illuminate properly. And chayshinan, we're concerned, shema, perhaps you'll forget, and v'yate hakli, and you'll incline the utensil, she'ova shema she'besoch ha'psil, so the oil will go properly into the wick, k'day she'lok yofa, v'chayv mishum mavir, and then you'll transgress making a fire, because you're increasing the flame, which you cannot do on yontif. Sifkut and Bays. Another one of the permitted types of material is cannabis. Veli Rabba Kosov, Rabbi writes, the Nochon Lahachmer Lechadchia will be cannabis. The best one to use initially is cannabis. Im Efsher, I'm sorry, one second. Lahachmer Lechadchia, big cannabis. Im Efsher Bedover, to not use cannabis unless you can find something else. Some hold you can't, some Rishonim hold you can't use cannabis. So better to use other things. Gimel ha'asurim. But what if you use those things that are prohibited? Bein psul psilos uben shman, regardless if it's invalid as a wick or as an oil. Sif katndal asur lishtamesh. So the first opinion says, if you light from these, you're not allowed to benefit from it. Afil tashir she'ein tzarech iyun, even a type of a use that doesn't need a lot of intensity to focus on what you're doing. Sometimes you need a lot of light to see very, to be able to do very detailed activities. Let's say reading. Let's say it's a small print, so you really need that light badly. So not only you can't do that, shemayata, so even something that doesn't need such fine light. Let's say something much easier. So let's say eating. Eating, you don't need that much light. Regardless, we're afraid shemayata, maybe you'll incline the flame. Something that really have to look at it carefully. You can't do anything against the flame, even if it's a proper flame. For example, reading. Can't do anything that needs the light very much for you to be discriminating with the light that's there for what activity you have. Because even kosher wicks and kosher flames, you're not allowed to do that because we're afraid you may incline it even then. That's already a for sure halacha. So, but even we're saying even things that don't need that much light, we're afraid you may fix up with these types of light. And we've already learned the prohibition in general to any of that focus work. We'll see later in Siman Ayin Reish Hey. The Hataz and the Taz later on, the Kam V'Siman Tov Reish Ayin Gimel Kosa Diminin, regarding our issue over here where the candle doesn't light properly, I feel B'Yesh. Even if there's another person in the room, which usually helps by regular candles that are okay, that they'll remind you not to incline. But when you're using flames that are not good, then even someone's there, Shiroso, Afilachios is still not allowed. You can't be careful to not incline it. So you cannot use it. That's opinion number one that the Romo brings. The others say, there's long, well, it's not really an argument, but others say if there's at least one good candle, then you can make use of all the other candles. Hey, mutar l'shtamesh, afilu haneros, even if those other candles that you're not supposed to light with, omdim b'chedrach, are in another room, there are those who say you could use it if you have one good candle in somewhere else in the house. Why? T'kivin sheish b'makom echad ner kosher, since in one place he has a kosher wick, flame, Yiskor, he'll remember, he won't incline the flame in other places. Came perish among the Ram, that's what the Ram writes. Well, Yoraba, because Yoraba writes, Shekavonis Ram, what does Ramah mean? He means a little different than that. When do we permit? Hainu Davke, but also Cheder, only in the very same room where the good lamp is there and where the bad lamp is there. So it's a machlokes in the Achronim here. If I'm a Beragra, look in the Beragra, B'dibur Hamas, Chol V'yesh, Omrim, De'im V'chulo, Shemedame Inyonenu L'ner Chanukah, La'yesh Omrim Zeh. He compares Shner Chanukah to this Yesh Omrim, that as long if there's one good candle, you can use the other ones. And, okay, fine. It's a whole kabul there. For shaman over there, halo eina mutl shtamas ner chanukah, there you're not allowed to use the ner chanukah. Kim kishanir kosher omed etzam, when the kosher candle is next to the not such good ones, v'lo b'cheder echad, not another room. So you see, that's what he compares the Shabbos to the Chanukah here. Harei de mefarish keli rabbi is explaining like the Eliyahu Rabba. So it's only dafk if they're together. So it's just like by Chanukah menorah. If it's all in one menorah, so then the good one will offset the bad one. Okay. V'chein, the sefer korban sanal. Same as the sefer korban sanal. Machmer kisha omeid b'cheder acher, if the good candle's in a different room. So it comes out, the Mishnah is saying, the only time we have this leniency, if one of the candles is good, is if it is in the same room. But if it's in different rooms, it will not help. Sifkat n'vov. Okay, you're allowed to make benefit from there. What? No, we did vov. No, where is vov going on? Okay. And also, you can, if you don't need that, if you don't need it, that bad candle, keep going. For example, lishkav b'chay, let's say you want to go to sleep. Olim shaykh yayin min hamartef, or to draw out wine from the wine cellar. Vainu derech kli, through a utensil, avalo derech bars, but not through the spigot, because it's a very small, you need to see very well where the spigot's putting the wine. While one from big barrel, you could see better. Sign mutter lasos, you're allowed to do that even with bad candles. Halia Rabba Parish earlier explains, Davka kishyesh al kol panim ner echad kosher b'shvayis. You have to have at least one kosher candle in the house. So they say mutter afil b'cheder echad. Then it's okay even if the kosher candle's in another room. Other rachamim write, no, that feel a near kosher klal. Even if you don't have one kosher light at all, mutar yeshurim said, according to that yeshurim, that's okay. So that would be a second leniency. Sifkat neches bidi evet. So litzarich Shabbos, you can be makel bidi evet. If you need to do some kind of activity that's required for the Shabbos, you can be lenient. What if you have one kosher light already? If Omed Esau and it's next to it, next to the Etzlo, near Apostle, then you can make use even if it's not necessary for Shabbos. Let it not be worse than one candle itself. As is written in Siman Reish Ayin Vav Sif Dalet Ayin Sham, look at the Ber Halacha. Okay. And that which the Mung of Rum says, you have to have a good one next to it. And with Dafkalin Lishtamish Kishikfar Hidlik, that's if you want to make a use after it's already lit. Not sure what that means exactly. Umitam the cave into Yeshlo near Kosher Kishadlik, since you have one kosher light already, Yafe, too low, Asse Lahatas, you're not going to incline it. Impossible. You should not assume that initially you can do such a thing. Okay. All right. Is that it? Let's see if we can pick it up. Not going to be a lot of peace to you. Okay, he says it pretty straight off. He says, nowadays, having wicks or oils that are invalid is not a common occurrence. So we're not going to go into great detail in expanding on the halachas over here. Even if you have nowadays wicks or oil that are made from materials that are listed here in the Shulchan Aruch to not light with them, in general nowadays they work anyway and they're fit l'chachil to be used because they light well and they don't give off a bad smell, and therefore people do not refrain from lighting, let's say, with wax or paraffin, okay, or with oil that's made from cottonseed oil or other types of candles made from different materials, etc., etc., as long as they don't give off a bad smell that people wouldn't tolerate, and maybe they'd leave. Okay, in general, whatever's out on the market there is okay, generally speaking. And even nowadays in general, where we have electricity, so then that's even more of a leniency. Even if you use an absolutely not allowed candle, let's say it's completely not allowed except for the bad smell, but the flame is flickering and it's not a good flame, it's not a problem. Because remember, we say if you have one good flame next to the bad flame, but you have the bad flame's okay. So here, you got the lights on in the dining room. So what does it matter if the candle's flickering? You have lots of good light without a problem. And, okay, so that will take off that issue. Now, this was all regarding Shabbos, but the Ber Halacha adds, but this only problem on Shabbos. It should not be a problem on Yom Tov. Because even if you try to raise the flame, you're allowed to raise a flame on Yom Tov. Remember, you can increase the flame. You can't create a flame. Here the issue is not creating the flame. The flame's there. It's just not illuminating properly. So you're going to incline it to try to raise the flame, which you cannot do on Shabbos. But on Yom Tov, you could. So therefore, all those would be fine, except certain ones that you're not allowed to have any hanoah from. Let's say you're using oil of Truma Tmeya, where you're not allowed to burn Kutchum on Yom Tov. But if you lit on Erev Yom Tov, it would still be okay. Okay, those are very technical things there. So this becomes even less of a problem nowadays. So therefore, even though the siman is a bit long, the Piskei Tshuva is quite short. So we're basically going to be learning the halachas, although much of it does not presently apply for us. All right, Beis. Korach dover shemadlikim bo al dover she'ein madlikim bo. If you wrap material with material that you may light with, and you wrap it over material that you may not light, you've done a combination of two materials together, okay, im niskavin, so if you intended lahavos, if you hapsila, if you're planning on making the wick thicker by doing that, kidei lahosi, for it to increase the flame, also that's not allowed, even though it lights properly. But if you plan on making the wick harder, that it should stand, and so it doesn't fall down, mutter, that's allowed. Okay, so we'll have to see exactly. And based on that reason, mutter lichruch dover shemadlikim bo al gabe gemi okash. Therefore, you may wrap something that you're allowed to light with on top of a type of a reed or straw, which are not good for lighting, in order to put the wick into the lamp and that it should not fall. Says the Ramah, Nosnim garger shel melech ugri shel pul, al pi aner b'erev Shabbos, kidei she'idolek yov b'Shabbos. You may put a few granules of salt, or a bean or something?
A split bean
by the flame, and Erev Shabbos, so it lights well, and you're not worried about other issues. We'll see what not to worry about. Mishnah Berurah test. Oh, sir, you're forbidden, okay, if you intend on thickening the wick. Even though once you've wrapped it around, it's lighting really well. You're not going to come to incline. Why is it not allowed? Gzeirah Shemiyad Lugo, you may use the bad material by itself at a different time, livado. Therefore, you can't use it. Except, we said, if it's just to stand it up, mutar, it's allowed. Right? Afilu, even if the material that you're not allowed to use, madlik shneim yachad, they both burn together. Since you're not planning on using that for lighting, Logozer didn't make a decree, just using it to stand it up. Okay, Yudav, so melech of salt, lefisha melech tzolel es Hashem. The salt makes the flame clear. Shetimashech achar psil, it makes it go after the wick better by putting oil there. Or the split pea, shall pull kedei la'anich apsil, and you want to put the wick right on the pea. Okay, ubedesefta isa tama osa ken kedei she shohev adolek. So it should light longer. Question, why do you use a split piece? One says that holds the wick better, one holds it, allows it to light longer. No piskei tshuva on that. Gimel. Ein madlikin ner l'shabbos ele mishemen hanim. So that was the wicks. Now we look at the oil. Ein madlikin ner l'shabbos ele mishemen hanim shechacher psul. You only use oil that flows well into the wick. Lufika, therefore, ein madlikin bezefes below v'shabbos v'shavo. Okay, you don't use what's zefes? Pitch or wax. Below b'shemen also tzemer gefen. Or oil that's made from cotton seed, v'lo ba'alya, that's a type of fat that's found in the tail of an animal, v'lo b'chelev, or fat of an other animals. One second. Where am I? V'cheinei madlikim v'itrim. You also can't light with itron. Resin, mipnei sherecho ra, it smells bad. And if it smells bad, the yanich of yotzi, you may leave it and walk out. Also, velo b'tzri, you can't use tzri, mipnei sherecho no dave, because the smell is very good. And we're afraid, shami yistam, you may take some to use it for your own personal use. And then some yischayv mishumachav, but then you're chayv because you have extinguished the flame. Okay, yud gimel. We don't light with zephis, with pitch. Hainu shenichu shianichem b'ner. You put them into the receptacle. Vitam psil basocha, you put the wick inside of it. K'moshe v'shem, like you use with oil. Trying to use pitch like oil. Avol neros, kenshon, but candles the way we have that are made from which pitch or wax. And you wrap the wick around it, like we have candles. We'll explain. It's if Zion, the shore that's permitted. Eim adlikin b'shimrei shemen. You may not light with the dregs of olive oil. Du'av, it's thick. Ve'nim shachete v'achar psul. It doesn't go well after the wick. Yudav lo b'cheva, not with fat. V'shumen abehema, and fat from an animal that you're permitted to eat. Ugam ke mikal chelin, is that's included in the fats that you can't use. Kumosh b'ran v'ralach is going to b'ralach. Inyachem, what about butter? Okay, yesh ayin. We have to look into that if that's not allowed. Aflofimash yedu the derech lahatich hachem of ashuman kodem sham ligabo. But since we know the way is usually to warm up, to melt the butter and the fat before you light with it, and you light with it when they're liquidy. Then there's a way to allow it. You put some kosher oil together with them, and that will certainly help. As we'll learn in Sif Hay, we'll see what's over there. It's better not to use them if you have other oil. Sometimes it remains in the flame by itself, shuman. And then you're going to put the fat there, and you may cook them. Afraid you're going to be cooking milk and meat. You use animal fat and butter. So remember, it's three prohibitions, meat and milk, and one of them is just to cook it, even if you're not planning on eating it. Okay, v'gam al iser hano. You're also not to benefit from milk and meat. Imlo b'shumen of, unless it's with a chicken oil. The kaima we hold the aimbo mishum bishul v'not. Remember, meat, beef, and milk has three prohibitions: eating, benefiting, and cooking. Chicken with milk, which is only rabbinically prohibited, it's not biblically prohibited. The only prohibition is eating that combination, but cooking and benefiting you may. Tesvav yanechem, yes, you may not like the bad smell and you're going to go out. V'chov alechol b'shabbos, and you have to eat by a candle, but you're going to be eating in the dark because of that. Bitzari, what's sorry? Hushemen afarsim, that's a balsam oil. V'recho toma, it's very good smell. And therefore, afraid you stop it, man, you're going to use it. V'esho tamach v'shas, another reason Gemara says you can't use the balsam oil. Mipnei shuhu of. Because it jumps around, it may cling onto the walls of the house, it may make a fire. And once you have a fire in your house, that's not good. People get very confused over their money. They may try to put out the fire, which is not allowed. Right, we learn from this halacha, shelo yistom hatanur be'etzim, so yovel l'dei chilas Shabbos adizah. You shouldn't fill up your stove with a lot of wood, because we don't want you to come on to Chilul Shabbos, because it could very well be that it could make a fire that you might want to put out. Okay, let's see what Sif Gimel has to offer us in the Piskei Tshuva. And therefore, when we talked about the meat and milk combination there, therefore any other oil that you're forbidden to have a pleasure from, you may not light with them on Shabbos. For example, oil of Orla, oil that was designated for Avodah Zarah, anything you cannot have pleasure from, you may not light from that. Similarly, oil of Tevel, where you didn't separate Trumas and Maisus, you can't light from that either. Even though there's no Isser Hanon in Tevel, still in all, there's the hana of the extinguishing of it, of the destruction of it. What about oils that come from not kosher animals? There's no prohibition of light from them, because there's no prohibition of having a benefit from not kosher animal. And it doesn't have to be something that you could eat, as it were. Some write that it's better to be machmer in this area, to only use from kosher animals. However, you could be lenient from oil that comes from kosher animals but weren't shechted properly. You don't have to be strict at all. That those who are careful not to also use stuff that's stolen. Okay? So, in other words, if you buy candles from the store, make sure you pay for them. If you steal them, that's not a good idea. You know, there's a couple of candles. I'll just take a couple of candles for myself. No, stealing would not be allowed, because that's doing a mitzvah through an aveira, and we'll stop over here.